Welcome to the Fable House, a source of insight and inspiration for creators, makers, and storytellers. I'm your host, John Schlem Jr. Episode 3, 5 Lessons Learned from a Failed Crowdfunding Campaign. Welcome back. As I say in my mini preamble there, the purpose of this podcast is to offer insight and inspiration. The first two episodes were definitely more focused on inspiring creators, so it seems about time for me to provide some insight. Future discussions in the Fable House will most likely, you know, lean toward one of those two focal points, but ideally they'll combine the two, and that's what I'm hoping for anyway. This time around, I thought I'd talk a little bit about crowdfunding, that unique phenomenon that continues to grow as a funding option for creators. More specifically, I'm going to discuss my first attempt in the crowdfunding game, which failed miserably. You're probably thinking, what? Then why in the world would I care what you have to say about crowdfunding if you failed at it? And I would probably respond, wow, seriously? That's harsh. Seriously, though, I would respond that there is so much to learn from failure. If nothing else, it teaches you to persevere. It hardens your determination. I mean, if you're a creator and you hope to get your creative work out into the public eye, you will need to be determined, resolute, driven. But more than that, I'm going to share 5 important lessons that I learned during my first foray into crowdfunding, which in hindsight, I can see was probably doomed to failure right from the beginning. But first, let's chat a bit about crowdfunding in general for those of you who might not know what I'm talking about. Crowdfunding is a method of financing a project, a venture, or even a cause by generating small amounts of capital from a large number of individuals, usually through an online platform. Probably everybody has heard of GoFundMe. That's been used to raise funding for virtually everything. But because we're a community of creators here, I'm talking specifically about crowdfunding platforms for creative projects. And the top platforms in that arena are Kickstarter and Indiegogo. All of my campaigns have been launched through Kickstarter, which I chose, you know, simply because they have a wider reach in terms of audience size, or at least they did at the time. So my experience is specific to that platform. But I think the points I'm going to discuss are really applicable to any platform. I absolutely love crowdfunding because it revolutionizes the publishing industry, especially comic books, which is one of my favorite mediums. I have been published by different indie comic publishers in the past, and I will continue to pitch projects to some of them, and I will always be open to, you know, writing opportunities with some of them. But crowdfunding gives me the realistic option to self-publish comics. It helps me compensate creative teams with reasonable rates, print finished comics on the same offset presses that the major publishers use, and perhaps the most important of it all, it allows me to interact directly with my readers. That is incredibly rewarding. Many of my projects with other publishers that I mentioned have never generated any royalties. I mean, zero. And in one particularly souring situation, I gave up the rights to my property to get published, which I now regret for a number of reasons. The main one is that they bungled the printing and distribution of the book. So to this day, it gets nothing but negative feedback due to things like pages bound out of order, and really bad lettering errors. I mean, they had word balloons attributed to the wrong characters. They even had a page bound in that wasn't from my book. It was an entirely different book. I would love to redo it and fix all the mistakes they made, but I no longer have the rights. This is one of the main reasons why I was attracted to the crowdfunding option. Of course, one of the downsides to crowdfunding and self-publishing is that not only do you still own your property, you now own the entire process and all of the related responsibility. Making sure the writing, editing, artwork, lettering, and prepress is all done is now your full responsibility. And not just done, but done right. Done at a level that will please your crowdfunding backers who paid in advance, sight unseen, with complete trust that you would deliver a quality finished product. But that's not all. Then you need to source a printer, along with producers for any other related merchandise you made available in your campaign. And you need to oversee the final production of all those items. And then when those finished products arrive at your house, and you're beaming with pride as you admire them in your own little hands, you realize then that it's also you who's responsible for sorting all that product, packaging it in safe and appropriate packaging, and then shipping it to all of your backers. It is a process that you don't fully comprehend and appreciate until you actually experience it. It is exhausting. Okay, but really I'm rambling off topic now. Despite all of that, I fully embrace crowdfunding for the revolution that it is, empowering indie creators to find and connect with an audience. And in many cases, actually generate some financial reward for their creative passions. So now you know what it is and what attracted me to it. After decades of trying to finance my comics out of pocket and then pitch them to a publisher, hoping for the best, here was an almost too good to be true opportunity to generate funding for a creative team and the printing and the shipping fees for my project. I mean, I was definitely sold. Now, if you listen to my last podcast, I try to encourage wannabe writers to just jump in and try writing before taking too much time to perfect their craft. I feel that's the best way to see if you even have a desire to try writing and if that motivation to keep writing is a realistic goal for you. However, I do not advocate the just jump in philosophy being applied to every situation in life. And yet that's just what I did with my first crowdfunding attempt. Which brings me to lesson number one, don't just jump in. If you were new to crowdfunding, please don't hurry the process. I was so excited after many, many, many years of trying to get comics published that nothing could stop me. Not lack of experience and not ignorance of the platform, not ridiculously incompetent budgeting skills, not complete absence of an audience. The blinders were on and I was running full steam ahead. I could actually spend multiple episodes on just the basics of crowdfunding. And I will definitely have more episodes on this topic. But there are other podcasts that are fully dedicated to crowdfunding that you should seek out if you want to know more. They would be much better than what I could provide. My two favorites are Comics Launch by Tyler James, who I have learned so much from. I consider him a mentor. And Crowdfunding Demystified by Salvador Brigman. You should subscribe to both of them. Again, Comics Launch by Tyler James and Crowdfunding Demystified by Salvador Brigman. All to say, there is so much to learn to increase your odds of success in crowdfunding that you'd be foolish to just jump in and wing it. You know, like I did. I mean, I did spend some time reading all the Kickstarter tutorials and looking over other campaigns, but I wasn't even familiar with the platform as a consumer. It was entirely new to me. That means I thought I understood a lot of it. I gained a lot of false confidence based on too many inaccurate assumptions. And those assumptions are the same mistakes I see plaguing many unsuccessful campaigns today. There are numerous resources available to you about how crowdfunding works. So take plenty of time and study them thoroughly. Of course, there are also numerous self-proclaimed experts out there. So I wouldn't take any advice as gospel until you know a bit more about the source. I'll give you another proven name in this topic, Jamie Stegmeier. He shares a ton of experience, advice, helpful resources, and has an incredibly insightful blog. Just visit his Stonemeyer Games website. That's stonemeyergames.com. And again, his name is Jamie Stegmeier. Needless to say, I didn't know about any of these helpful folks and all of their wonderful resources before I launched that ill-fated dinghy on the storm-tossed sea of naivete. Lesson two, details matter, especially numbers. By all that's holy, please take your budget seriously. I mean, it was discouraging and somewhat embarrassing that my campaign failed. But thankfully, my failure came in the form of not hitting my goal. I see others who build a horribly inaccurate budget with a low funding goal. Then they hit their goal and come to find out they don't have adequate funding to finance everything they promised. That is a true disaster. Again, there are resources available that will help you build and project your final budget. However, and this is a very important disclaimer, no budget can be accurate if the numbers being plugged into it are inaccurate. Don't guess at costs. Don't estimate based on assumptions. Don't just copy what you see another campaign did. Yeah, I kind of did that last one myself. Do the research. Know what your final creative costs will be. Know what your shipping costs will be, including the cost of packaging. Know what all the Kickstarter fees will be. Know what your printing costs will be. Know what the cost of your stretch goals, if you have any, will be. And stretch goals can be tricky because they can add to your shipping costs with the additional weight. Or in the case of a bonus story that bumps page count, they will add to your printing costs. Account for all of your expenses, minus those that you are willing to contribute or eat yourself. And then you will have as accurate a budget as possible. This budget is also going to determine your funding goal. And the funding goal is very important to consider. Because lesson number 3, you need a realistic funding goal. Okay, now I'm going to throw some numbers at you. And if you're anything like me, they may be difficult to visualize without actually seeing them in front of you in print. But I'll read them slowly for the most impact because they're very important. This is a quick snapshot from Kickstarter statistics that the previously mentioned Tyler James was wise to point out. In this example, there were 7,917 comic projects successfully launched on Kickstarter. Of those 7,917 winners, 1,087 raised less than $1,000. Another 4,976 raised between $1,000 and $9,999. So that means in total, 6,063 out of the 7,917 raised less than $10,000. 77% of the successfully funded comics projects on Kickstarter raised less than $10,000. I'll repeat that. 77% of the successfully funded comics projects on Kickstarter raised less than $10,000. And I think it would be safe to assume that the majority of that small percentage that raised more than $10,000 was probably comprised of creators with a large audience, established creators with a large audience. Of course, those statistics comprise one more critical piece of information that I was completely oblivious to when I launched my first campaign. My funding goal for that campaign, bloated with unrealistic expectations, was $18,000. Yes, $18,000. If you remember, 77% of all successfully funded comics projects raised less than $10,000. And yet I, a complete unknown writer in the comics industry with no established audience, thought I would just jump in with the exclusive top 20% big names on Kickstarter. Not only that, I also decided on a goal that was nearly twice the high water mark of funding for 77% of the successful campaigns. And you're wondering why I failed. Lesson number 4, you're not Marvel or DC. One of the reasons my budget was so plump was because I decided to go big or go home, launching with a full graphic novel size publication. But that, of course, made for a high entry-level price point for a comic title that nobody has heard of. The second main reason was because I loaded up with far too many expensive rewards. As an independent small press publisher with no brand or creator recognition, the primary thing I should have focused on was the comics themselves. If people are going to take a chance on helping fund an unknown comic project, then that's the main thing they want. So all promotional efforts should have focused on the comic itself, and of course the story of the underdog creators trying to break into the biz. But I was mesmerized by all the sexy potential merchandise. Sure, some related merchandise might make for enticing add-ons. But remember that you're not Marvel or DC with incredibly popular characters. People aren't going to be clamoring for your t-shirts or frisbees or any other logo-inspired tchotchkes you can dream up. I was so excited about rewarding my beloved backers and boosting my pledge levels that I had scores of proposed rewards. You'd think I was opening my own Hot Topic. And for each of those rewards, the manufacturers have minimum orders, so my budget had to reflect that total inventory. Yeesh. When I think about it now, I cringe at the foolishness of it all. I mean, I guess I can be proud of my determination, certainly my unbridled enthusiasm, and I guess my courage even to go for it, however reckless that might have been. But the lack of experience and the delusions of grandeur were clear factors. I mean, who did I think I was going to sell this amazing crap to anyway? Which brings me to the final lesson. Lesson number 5. If you build it, they won't come. If you're a creator who isn't well known and doesn't have an established audience, you damn well better have an amazing project to offer. Otherwise, you're going to have to first work at building an audience like the rest of us. Kickstarter and Indiegogo are amazing platforms for showcasing projects and processing orders, but they don't provide you with an audience, and they don't find an audience for you. Yeah, there are people who browse through those sites looking for something that intrigues them, but have you ever seen how many projects are on either of those sites in any given day? Needless to say, it is very difficult to get noticed at all. That means you need to generate exposure for your creative projects and yourself. In my experience, that also means building an email list that you can communicate with on an ongoing basis. Try a variety of marketing strategies to obtain both of those objectives. Social media campaigns, advertising, giveaways, show and convention appearances, anything where you can identify people with interest in your creative project who are willing to hear more about what you're doing. Don't shy away from any opportunity that helps you identify, capture, and expand your audience. I learned that launching a crowdfunding campaign with the help of an established crowd is a heck of a lot easier. Think of wandering into a party. You don't know anybody, and everybody's talking about something else. And now think about trying to approach some of the people there and tell them about your creative project. Would anybody even listen? Now imagine you walk into the same party, but there's a small group of people who already know about your creative project, and they actually think it's cool. They ask you about it, and then others begin to gravitate toward the conversation. Some of your supporters even begin telling others about your work, and before you know it, you're the center of attention. Okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but I think you get my point. It helps to have kindling if you want to build a fire. I believe that all of the factors which led to my epic failure derive from these 5 hard-learned lessons. And since I'm a stubborn bastard, and I was determined to make the crowdfunding option work, I needed to fully understand their impact because I was definitely going to try again. After the break, I'll tell you what I did with the lessons learned. All right. So I launched my first campaign and it failed. But in my heart, in my cold little black heart, I still felt like I could make it work. I knew that my project had interested fans because I once displayed artwork and concepts at a convention, and people were eager for it to materialize. I knew the character had potential because she first appeared in a short story within this published anthology of mine, and readers asked to see more of her. So what did I do next? Well, first I debriefed and carefully analyzed my campaign. There were obviously reasons why my campaign failed, and I needed to identify them and learn from them. This was also the time I discovered Tyler James' Awesome Comics Launch podcast and all the related resources that he makes available to creators. I took my time preparing more thoroughly this time. I dug deeper with my research. I studied extensively. And my expanded awareness of the entire process was a revelation. For my second Kickstarter launch, I scaled everything back and simplified. This time I offered a single comic issue rather than a full graphic novel. This time I offered a limited number of budget-friendly backer rewards. The artist and I discussed our objectives with this first issue, and we decided to take a chance at a lower budget goal. I mean, really, creating a budget for a Kickstarter-financed project is a spiraling descent into madness. There are countless if-this-then-that scenarios which seem to breed endless costs, and which deny the underlying desire to make the book as affordable as possible. But the reality of independent creators producing, printing, and shipping comics themselves is an expensive challenge. Then when you factor in the production of cool rewards that we want to provide to our awesome supporters, plus Kickstarter's cut and the insatiable appetite of the IRS, the budget becomes a shape-shifting monster. It does get easier with time, but I mean, in all honesty, I'm still not confident with my budgeting skills, even after 5 campaigns. Anyway, so that took care of the first 4 hard-learned lessons from the failed campaign. The only piece that was still a bit lacking was our pre-launch audience. However, I did have 49 contacts from that first campaign, and these are people who had decided to back it. They had shown interest in the book, so I had some confidence that they might come back. I also had friends and family who had said that they would have backed it if they had known about it. I felt kind of weird trying to hawk my projects to friends and family, but if they asked to be notified, who am I to deny them, right? That means I had a small audience to contact when I launched, and hopefully that would help. And so we did launch, and that core group responded. In fact, they responded early in the campaign, which really excited Kickstarter's algorithms. We got a good early ranking, then Kickstarter actually selected us as a project they love, all of which meant better positioning on the website and better exposure. We had the kindling for our fire. I continued to communicate with my growing audience through email, social media, and Kickstarter's messaging, and we succeeded. In the end, I'm proud to say we had 277 backers who funded us at 665% of our goal. This successful campaign provided yet another learning experience. Again, I debriefed. Again, I analyzed. Again, I continued to build an audience who was willing to hear more about what I wanted to do on an ongoing basis. And then we launched a second successful project, and then a third successful project, and then a fourth. I don't really know how long I'll continue using crowdfunding to finance my comic books. I don't know if I'll try financing other creative projects this way in the future. I've thought long and hard about tabletop games that might be related to some of the stories I'm telling. But for now, I'm just thrilled that it's one of many ways that I can generate funding for my creative passions and connect directly with my readers. So I would encourage you to investigate the crowdfunding options available to you. I think any creator should take a serious look at this option. It might be perfect for you, as long as you spend the time to adequately prepare and take advantage of the many available resources out there. And spare yourselves the 5 hard-earned lessons I've discussed. Learn from my mistakes. Don't repeat them. Oh, so if you're curious about what kind of comics I launched through Kickstarter, I do have a 34-day campaign that's launching on June 5th. It's going to last right until early July, I think the week after the 4th of July. It's to promote my cyberpunk noir series titled Mask. So if you're at all curious, go on to Kickstarter and you can search for my name or you can search for Mask, which is spelled M-A-S-Q-U-E. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And let me know if I have any more lessons to learn. Until next time, stay creative. Find some time today to nurture your creative spirit and brainstorm how you can expand your audience. Because the most important story you'll ever tell is your own.